I'm April Cummings with your latest news. A 12-year sentence for a man accused of raping a girl. Radio K-Man's Jevi Ebanks reports on the case of Cedric Ellis.
The court heard that in March 2024, Cedric Ellis raped a 12-year-old girl at a residence. The victim's mother discovered her leaving the property and immediately alerted police. Ellis fled and remained at large for 11 days before surrendering. Justice Cheryl Richards, KC, head of the criminal division, described the offenses as a gross betrayal of trust, noting the attempt to conceal the child from her mother. A victim impact statement revealed lasting harm to the girl, now 13, affecting her home and school life. Although the starting point for child rape is 15 years, the judge reduced the sentence to 12, citing Ellis's guilty plea and lack of prior convictions. Alongside the prison term, Ellis will be subject to a sexual harm prevention order during his sentence and for 5 years after release. The order bars him from unsupervised contact with anyone under 16, prohibits him changing his name, and requires advance notice of any change to his address, contact details, or travel. He's also banned from working or any activities that could place him alone with someone under the age of 16. Jevi Ebanks, Radio K-Man News.
Crown Prosecutor Ben Brown confirms a deportation order will be sought once Ellis completes his sentence, returning him to Jamaica. Applebee's K-Man Law Team is welcoming a new Privy Council ruling that backs its client and reins in just how far K-Man fund managers can rely on so-called ironclad partnership agreements. Radio K-Man's Elizabeth Charles reports.
In the Aquapoint LP versus Fan case, the Privy Council upheld a K-Man order to wind up a fund after its general partner blocked a key investor from accessing about 10% of Legend Biotech shares, despite a contract clause letting the manager refuse withdrawals for any reason. The court found that, on the facts, fairness and pre-deal assurances could override that strict wording, confirming K-Man's courts can use their, quote, just and equitable power under partnership law to unwind even carefully drafted structures in rare cases. Elizabeth Charles, Radio K-Man News.
That is your latest local news at this hour. I'm April Cummings. Now to the BBC for stories making headlines around the world.
BBC News with Vigialis. President Zelensky has revealed details of a draft plan to end the war in Ukraine that has been negotiated with the U.S. and is currently being reviewed by Moscow. The 20-point document includes security guarantees for Ukraine from the U.S., NATO and Europe, but Mr. Zelensky says the question of territory is still unresolved. The Premier of the Australian state of New South Wales has promised further reforms after the local government passed sweeping gun control laws. Chris Minns said the state had been changed forever by last week's mass shooting at a Jewish celebration. 15 people were killed. The United States has signed new health agreements with four African countries, which total nearly $2.3 billion in funding. The deals are with Madagascar, Sierra Leone, Botswana and Ethiopia. More than 100 people have been killed in the past 2 weeks in drone attacks in Sudan's South Kordofan region. The United Nations says it is alarmed by the growing use of drones by both Sudan's army and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. South Korea's special prosecutor has indicted the jailed former president Yoon Suk-yeol on new charges of violating the Political Fundraising Act. Mr. Yoon is currently in prison on charges including insurrection. The Prime Minister of Kosovo has said his country needs to normalize relations with Serbia. Albin Kurti was speaking ahead of elections in which he is seeking to extend his term in office. Worshippers are gathering in Bethlehem in the occupied West Bank to celebrate Christmas after ceremonies had been scaled back for the past 2 years due to the war in Gaza. A huge Christmas tree has been put up. Today marks the 100th anniversary of Winnie the Pooh, one of the most beloved characters in English literature. The first story about the honey-loving bear appeared in the London Evening News on Christmas Eve 1925, written by A.A. Milne. The illustrated stories about the adventures and musings of Pooh and his companions have found worldwide appeal. BBC News.